Well, it was probably the biggest sports story in the state of Wisconsin last night until Giannis got traded. Brandon Woodruff throwing six innings, allowing one hit, striking out 10, no runs allowed against the Reds. The Brewers pull off a thrilling extra inning victory over Cincinnati. And then people forgot all about that when Giannis was traded, and we kind of launched into Giannis mode.
The world is talking about the Giannis trade.
No doubt. Adam McKelvey with Brewers.com in Cincinnati covering the team. Curious, Adam, I don't think the locker room is open yet today, and certainly the Giannis news broke after the game was over and people had probably exited the clubhouse. But I'm wondering if that'll be a topic of discussion in the Brewers clubhouse, the Giannis buzz traveling to Cincinnati.
Yeah, I'm very curious to hear what Christian Yelich has to say about it, a guy who signed a long-term deal that probably means his career will end here. But look, even Christian Yelich, he started in Miami, obviously. So yesterday, Ryan Braun was on a Zoom, and we were talking about that alumni game that they're doing next month. And our friend J.R. Ratcliffe from the Journal Sentinel asked a good question and got Ryan Braun's insight. And Ryan Braun talked about late in his career, David Stearns and Matt Arnold were considering trades. It was the Dodgers at the time, according to Braun. And he had to ponder what it would be like to change teams after putting roots down, having success, didn't win a championship. So that makes the Giannis story sort of next level. But Ryan Braun said that is, you know, something athletes think about. When you spend a long time in one place, you put down roots, becomes your kind of second home. And it was a lot to think about, even just the possibility of being traded. So for Giannis, obviously now it's a reality.
Adam, what did it mean to Brewers fans when Giannis became a minority owner in the team? Did the guys view him as a buck who invested in baseball, or is someone really investing in Milwaukee itself?
I think it was probably the latter. I'm not sure the players even had, aware. I think if I went in there and pulled the clubhouse, I'd find about one guy who knows that Giannis is an investor in the Brewers, and it would be Christian Yelich because he's been there for such a long time.
Yeah.
I do think it is investing in Milwaukee. And I thought Jim Ozarski in the paper, I got my coffee this morning and pulled up JS Online and was curious to read all their millions of stories that they put together in the last 12 hours about the deal. And, he had those comments that Giannis made sort of explaining his ties to the city of Milwaukee. I know there's disappointment. Look, I was out last night after the game with some members of the broadcast team who are big sports fans. And there is like this visceral disappointment in the way that this ended. It is so rare for a long, successful tenure like this and somebody who means as much to the city for something to end and have it end cleanly. It's messy. And I think about with the Brewers, I think about Paul Molitor. Now, I can't say I remember that at the time, but I know enough about the story to know how messy that was, how many years it took after Paul Molitor signed with the Blue Jays. And, the GM at the time in this dispute about this, whether Sal Bando said he was just a DH, Molitor, wore that resentment for a long time. The fans wore resentment about him leaving. But look, then in time, now Paul Molitor is beloved. He went into Hall of Fame in a Brewers cap. I hope that once the disappointment fades, people can remember what a special time that was. And again, we were talking about it last night. Remember, we're all coming out of lockdown. The world feels like it's back. We're together again. The Bucks go on that run. The Deer District being full of thousands of people. That was, like, for me, the coolest time to be alive in the city of Milwaukee. One of my favorite times of my life, just as a sports fan. I hope and I believe that in time, if there's hard feelings today, that's going to fade and we'll remember all the incredible things that this era brought us, just as sports fans in this city.
And the Molitor example is interesting because that wasn't a team trade. That was a free agent decision. Paul wanted out of Milwaukee, and I think fans viewed that as a deep cut. Wait, what? You play your whole career here. Robin's staying. Jim Gantner is staying. Why can't Molitor stay? These three are tied at the hip. They're part of the fabric of the Milwaukee Brewers. And he left, and I know that really stung a lot of Brewers fans, including members in my own family. I don't think Bucks fans are looking at this, Adam, like he is saying goodbye to the city of Milwaukee, turning his back, leaving out of frustration, the city of Milwaukee behind. That frustration appears to be with the Bucks and not the city, and I think fans understand that in this situation.
And maybe I am too involved in conversations with club people when they have to make trades like this, and I'm thinking recently, Corbin Burnes at the time, he's one of the best pitchers in baseball. The Brewers trade him away. And the economics of the sports are different, so I'm wading into territory I don't, you know, maybe I shouldn't. But I do understand the reluctance of teams to go into five-year rebuilding periods, for example. And I know the Brewers do not want to do that because they've seen other teams do it. They've seen once you fall out of the day-to-day consciousness of a community, how hard it is to get back in. So their idea is we want to try to compete every single year. And people get frustrated about that because it's not all in enough. And we are a month away from the baseball trade deadline. And this is going to be a huge part of the conversation. But from an organization's point of view, there is a strong desire to not bottom out and not think about the future and make moves only with today in mind, which is the fan mindset. Then you fall out of the consciousness and it's really hard to get back in. So that's what I mean, I guess, by the messiness. And I think in time we'll be able to look at this differently. I forget who it was. I think it was Craig Counsell, kind of ironically, who said, you know, we all look better and better the more time passes, talking about his own playing career. And I think that's true. I think, you know, some of the messiness of this moment, whichever side you blame for this, if you do assign blame, I think will fade away.
I agree. Adam, did you ever see Giannis around the ballpark? I know, I don't think Giannis actually threw out a ceremonial first pitch at a Brewers game, but I know his brothers did, and Giannis would go to see that. Just wondering if you have any great Giannis stories at the ballpark.
Well, we did. You know, we did. When Thanasis threw a first pitch, I think last season we went down there and Giannis was there and got to meet them both and just see how gigantic he is when you're standing right next to him. And then earlier this year, after opening day, some Brewers went down and were on Thanasis's podcast at the Riverside Theater, and Giannis was there again. So there was this cool juxtaposition of Giannis, it was Pat Murphy, Bryce Durang, Trevor McGill, the Brewers closer, and Ric Flair and Jacob Mizorowski all standing together,
wow,
talking about whatever they were talking about. It was a kind of a cool confluence of worlds. But if anyone was lucky enough to be in his presence, I mean, that's what it was. It was a presence. And one of the greatest ever. And when you can have a debate about, is he the greatest player ever to play in Milwaukee, if that's a debate, boy, that's, you've done something right to be in that conversation.
Really interesting insight and perspective. Adam, just real quick, a nugget on Brandon Woodruff going through last night, the night that he had, striking out 10, allowing just one hit over six innings. Is that enough for the Brewers to say, yes, we are going to ride this guy, he is back, he is our guy, or is it still kind of shaky ground where your fingers are crossed, hoping he's good for the long term?
Oh, it's probably going to be the latter, right? And I think it's for everybody. The health is going to be the big thing. Can they get a dozen starts, 15, something like that, in the remainder of the season? That would be really good. And look, it's proof that there is more to pitching than velo. We love all the velocity. Jacob Mizorowski throws 105. It's awesome. But you have to pitch. And Brandon Woodruff is doing this. He got up to 95 last night, which is, that works. But that fastball, even at 92, when you pitch, you can throw it by guys, and that can play up. So really big deal, because Friday starts a stretch of 18 games in 17 days going into the All-Star break. They're going to need all the innings they can get, and to have Brandon Woodruff part of that sort of equation is going to be really important.
Good stuff, Adam. Game two of that series tonight. Good perspective. Thanks for sharing some of the memories of Giannis at the ballpark. It's always interesting perspective, too, as you relate it to what's happening in baseball and happened over the years. Great stuff, Adam. Thank you.
Love it. Thanks, Adam.
All right, guys. See ya.
Take care. It's 12:49.